There's nothing more interesting than pain meditation. I mean, you don't get tired. You don't fall asleep, and you're really quite awake, yeah? So, that is the advantage, yeah?
More pot.
Yeah. More pot or mem?
No, mem is more painful.
Yeah. Laziness is not one of the enlightenment factors. But effort, endurance, they're all enlightenment factors. Pity, concentration, equanimity, when there's pain, you just, yeah? We don't get disturbed by these things, yeah? We don't just get disturbed by anger or pain or this or that. Yeah. Do you want to become, you know, do you want to enter the stream or not, huh?
Yes.
Yes, so, you better listen very carefully.
Okay.
If there would be no benefit to this tough meditation in the form of stillness or pity, you know, I mean, nobody would go the way. But you can't expect it to happen the next day, yeah? Just like you can't expect to, you know, when you go to university, that on the next day you can graduate.
Yeah.
Yeah? I mean, you have to strive for 4 years, you know, at least 4 years, yeah? And depending on the subject, you have to strive very hard, yeah?
Yes.
When you go to the professor after 3 weeks, yeah? My meditation course 3 weeks, you know, when do I get my degree? He says, you have to wait still, you know, 11 months and 3 years, yeah? And if you only do evening course, university, then it takes 12 years or 14 years or 15 years.
Mm.
Yeah? Even a farmer knows, you know, that when he plants, you know, that is hard work, yeah? Then he has to wait, you know, until the fruit is coming. Huh? Huh? It doesn't work out, my meditation is not good, it doesn't make any sense. You know? Places come constantly coming like that. Huh? That's called despair. If you follow the path, you know, and make every moment of one step, you know, in the right direction, you know, I mean, how can you not end up at the goal? But sometimes you just don't see the forest because of all the trees, yeah? Mm-hmm. And then you say, this path is not right, you know? Mm-hmm. Let's take another path, yeah? Mm-hmm. Then you try that, you know? This path is not right, let's take another path. Mm-hmm. And in the end, you just run around in circles and you don't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Understood?
Yes.
Verstanden?
Yes.
Yes.
Is it not Ajahn who said to one children, you focus on what you like the best, and he had...
What? Who?
He had a very strong samadhi.
Who?
I think it was Ajahn Tate, and he was with a child, and he said to the child, what do you like best? So focus your attention on that, and he...
Yeah,
maybe he can do it with food.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to work out. Because, I mean, focus is not the important thing, yeah? I mean, leaving your mind empty when you do it. That is the important thing.
Yes.
So, now the last Chinese question.
In his previous practice of walking meditation, they were taught to focus on the movement of the feet.
Mm-hmm.
Now that he's using your method of Budo, so once in a while it will actually, there's a tendency to go back to the movement. So now he's asking, does he have to forget about the movement and just focus on Budo?
Yeah. Yeah, don't worry, I mean, it is normal, you know, if you did it, yeah. But later, you know, when you get really proficient with walking meditation, I mean, you know the whole body walking, yeah. You just know it, yeah? You don't put your attention there because your attention is with the Buddha.
So when he said that when he does sitting meditation and did the Buddha, it's actually stronger and more, compared to walking meditation.
That because will always be, this will always be the case. Yeah? I mean, when you do walking meditation, you can enter upachara samadhi, but you will never be able to reach the same stillness as in sitting meditation or standing meditation. Because in standing meditation or sitting meditation, you can reach apanasamadhi.
You were saying that previously when some dangerous or whatever situation arises, he was taught to concentrate on the body previously. But he said, but he read a book by Ajahn Khao Panalayo. The talk by Boa mentioning Ajahn Khao's talk, saying that when he met an elephant, he was asked to budo. So his question is, can he use both methods or just concentrate on one? And which is the better method?
The best method is concentrating on the Buddha. And why? Because the citta, when the citta is calm, it will not do anything with the body. If you concentrate on the body, the citta might become very restless or very fearful. And that will drive on the body. So the citta is the driver of the body. If the citta is calm, the body is calm.
He wants to know, in Thailand, the tradition of reciting Budo, like when did it begin? Because in China, they have a different way of reciting. They recite Amitabha Buddha, and it was like from 1,000 years back.
I mean, we don't recite, you could recite Amitabha Buddha just the same way, but Amitabha Buddha are two words, yeah? You have to use a word that has two syllables, yeah? Buddho. That makes it easier, to combine it with the breath. Buddho. Buddho. Amitabha Buddha, it is too complicated. But the other part of the question is, it has arisen with Lumpur Man.
Lumpur Man, okay. He's saying that in China, the Thai tradition is, he doesn't get a lot of information, so he wants to know about Longpa Mahaboa's his teaching, like the
fundamental steps.
What are the steps? The stages,
The stages are the fundamental steps are actually the same thing as the Lord Buddha taught in the Fourth Noble Truth. First of all, you keep the sila. The second, you develop samadhi. Once you develop samadhi, you start in investigation of the body. And then once you finish the body investigation, you start investigation of thoughts and consciousness and so on.
Okay. Ajahn, they would like to have your contact so that if in case they have any problem, they can, through email or through telephone or whatever, to ask.
They can go to the website, and through the website they can contact. ForestDharmaTalks.org. If you saw some video tubes, there's the link to the website.
If they want to come for the next trip, how much?
You just came. You didn't. That's a nice thing about the forest tradition. Who comes first, serves first. Okay, so.
What about overcoming fear? How do you do it?
Budo. It's a kilesa. What are you afraid of? You can ask, if the same kind of fear comes up, then you can, after your meditation, then you start to investigate it. What are you afraid of? The body becoming weak, the body dying, or you get hurt, yeah? This body is made out of the four elements, so when it dies, it goes back to the four elements. It's not you. As long as you think, you're the body, you're the feeling, you're the memory, you're the thought, then you're in trouble. Fear is coming up by a thought or by a memory.
Well, the fear of not enough time to practice.
That's a good fear.
So how to overcome that?
You don't have to overcome it.
You know, I always think that I may die soon. That's why.
I mean, how do you can overcome it? You know, by practicing as much as you can.
But still not fast enough.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, that is your expectation, fast enough. I mean, you didn't listen to what I said. I mean, it's just like the farmer, you know. I mean, he puts in some wheat, you know. After 3 weeks, she comes back. It's not fast enough. It's not growing.
In my case, it's because that I fear I can die anytime. I have no time to practice.
Yeah, I mean, if the farmer dies, you know, if the wheat is not ripe, you know, what happens, yeah?
And that's why the fear connects to, I must take care of my body to live, practice.
No. I mean, you take care of the body. That is okay. Yeah. But you overtake care.
Oh.
You overdo it and you're over worried, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's not the right thing. I mean, what you give him some water, you give him some food, yeah. Yeah, and keep it warm. I mean, we all have to die. Yeah? One way or the other. Yeah? I mean, when you go to a hospital, then just look at the people who are just in the process of dying. Some have it's enormous pain. You know, those people, you know, are just like, you know, hanging up in the air, not knowing what is going on. And others, Michelle knows it well. You know, she worked in the hospital for a long time. Yeah. And that's how, you know, that's how everybody dies. But the good thing, you know, if you don't do any, you know, if you don't go against the five precepts, you will never worry about that. Why should you worry, you know?
Yeah.
Mm.
You can only go up to heaven or become a human being again.
Yeah.
So if you worry a lot, you know, really go about that, then that means, you know, our precepts are not really good.
Yeah.
And you will see people who are really bad people, you know, I mean, but when it's about time to die, I mean, they are in horror. Yeah? Because they know where they go.
Yeah.
The chitta already knows it, you know, the kilesas actually know where they are going. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But the kilesa is not going to hell.
Yes.
They wait, you know, and the moment you come back, whoops! Yeah? Then they lead you to another hell. So when they worry you, you say Buddha. Yeah? And if there are feelings occurring, you know, I mean, constantly the same kind of feelings, just like worries, you know, or just like a fear. And after a meditation session where you get calm, you know, then bring it up. Yeah? You will see, it is only brought up these kind of feelings with memories or with the thought. Fear doesn't come up by itself. So, there's a snake. Or you see a snake, and then maybe it bites. Yeah. Maybe it's poison.
The fear of snake is not as worse than the fear of...
Well, you die.
No.
You're much quicker than...
No. What is more awesome is... not awful is misdeed towards the achan. That one is worse nightmare. Isn't it true? Because you see, the taxi man who cheated the arahant Lunta Mahabwa die. Just because 100 baht. That's why that is a kind of fear. See, like when we do something wrong to a holy person, that type of misdeed cannot be fixed quickly. See, it takes.
Not even. I mean, don't even think. You know, of course, you know, I mean, it is worse if you do it to an arahant, but it's the same, you know, if you do it to a normal person.
Yeah.
It cannot be fixed. There's nothing where we can trade it in, you know, we can pay off money.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But you should think about the positive thing. Yeah,
but sometimes when you think of the wrong thing towards a holy person, it's already so
when
much
when you think a good thing about a holy person, you know, you get it. And do something good, you know, I mean, it's the same for a normal being, you know? No matter if it is an animal.
Yeah, but still the bad that we have done, it will not disappear. It still will take effect, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's just like, you know, I mean, you put this much salt, you know, into a small glass of water, you can't drink it, yeah? I mean, you put the salt, you know, in 10 gallons of water and you don't even notice it.
Yeah, so more water, more water.
More good, yeah?
Yeah,
I mean, the more good karma you get, the less, you know, I mean, the less you're affected by the bad karma.
Yes, yes.
And also, you know, through practice, you know, I mean, just realize, you know, whatever comes to you is because of your own doing.
Yeah.
So, you can't, you know, you can't blame somebody else. You can't blame Linda or any or this person or that person. Yeah. You can only blame yourself.
Yeah.
Somebody told me that meditation is the highest merit you can make. Is it true?
No, I mean, it's not, I mean, I wouldn't call it merit, yeah. The highest merit you can make, you know, and the Lord Buddha mentioned it, it is having metta for all beings. True metta. That is the highest merit, yeah. I mean, of course, the highest aim is, you know, of course, to do meditation, but not only meditation, but going the path, you know, to the end of dukkha. I mean, I wouldn't call that merit, yeah, in that sense, but, you know, I would call that a proper goal. Or the most meritorious goal that you can have, yeah. Of course, while you're doing practice, you know, you do a lot of merit. So share the merit, and, you know, with your parents, yeah, with your ex-wives.
What does an arahant do with merit?
He can't, you know, I mean, he's not interested in it. He just shares it out, you know. I mean, for an arahant, the roots are a little bit different, you know, because some of the karma comes back much, much quicker than others.
So, Ajahn, are we supposed to share merits after each meditation?
No, you can share it once a day, you can share it once a week, you know, it really doesn't matter. After one session, you know, I mean, I wouldn't do that, you know, once a day, you know, it's more than enough. I mean, I remember one of the suttas, you know, where, I mean, it was sort of a simile, yeah? I mean, there were quite a few people in heaven, yeah, and, I mean, and they were ordered according to the merit, you know, sitting according to the merit, you remember that? And then one of them, you know, I mean, one of them sat in front of them, yeah, and the next one to him, you know, he was one who gave away all his kingdom, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, I mean, I gave away all my kingdom, but this person is sitting in front of me. What did you give, you know? Mm-hmm. Oh, I just met her with all beings.
Yeah.
Something like that. So you have to work hard, you know, to become disciples. Yeah?
I work hard when I'm at home. Really hard.
You should work hard here. That's the place to work hard. Oh, I can meditate at home. Yeah? Here, I mean, here you don't have your pot of soup, you know. You don't have your kitchen where you can prepare yourself a meal. Yeah? You just have to live, you know.
I just need a bit of rest and then I work. Morning, lunch, and morning, afternoon, night. See, you ask Linda. Three sessions a day.
I mean, each session is 5 hours? How long is a session?
2 hours sometimes, but 3 hours very rare. 1 hour is very often.
So that's only 6 hours, you know, and you should practice 16 hours a day.
Uh-huh. That's good. 16 hours.
The minimum is 12 hours.
Okay, okay.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. I mean, do you want to, you know?
Yes.
I want, but I don't want to work so hard, yeah?
Yes. And then because we are working different from non-working.
Yeah, I mean, yes. I mean, if you're working, you know, I mean, you do 3 hours a day, yeah? And on the weekend, 6 hours.
Yeah.
Ajahn,
what?
They're asking, when you say 16 hours of meditation, what does that include? Sitting, walking,
yeah.
What else?
Sitting, walking. Yeah, standing. Yeah, if you want to. Standing.
Standing also, okay.
Yeah,
not just standing or sitting, yeah, or walking, you know, just be with the Buddha. Yeah.
Okay, 16 hours. Is it including eating?
No.
Buddha?
No.
16 hours.
Yeah.
That's where you get results. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, 12 hours minimum. No? I was doing 18 hours a day.
Oh.
Sleep two hours or 3 hours.
That's fasting.
Yeah. I mean, when you're eating, you still can do 16 hours very easily. 15, 16 hours. That's not a problem. And that's the people, you know, who get results. Yeah, Rüdiger.
But staying with the meditation object, during work, for example.
Yeah, that's okay. But that's not meditation. I mean, because you don't, you know, when you do some activities, you normally, if it is simple activities like sweeping, I mean, you see what is going on within your chitta if you have some sati, yeah? But normally, if you do working, you know, I'm just like Archon Richard builds shelves, you know, I mean, he's not with his Buddha. He's with all the things, you know, that he needs to do, you know, I mean, that's not meditation, yeah?
Mm.
But sweeping meditation, because it's a very simple thing, yeah? I mean, you can also do washing meditation if you wash by hand, yeah?
Mm.
That's also a simple thing. Yeah?
Mm.
You can see the movement of the body, yeah?
Mm. Mm.
While eating meditation is also okay, yeah? But people get lost in their thoughts, yeah? When they do some work.
Mm.
Yeah? When you do overtalking, you know, you see your mind, I have to do this, yeah? And that's how you create the stress, yeah?
Mm.
Just observe, open your eyes, look, you know, and then you see what needs to be done, then do it, you know, and then stand back, you know, and then look again, yeah. And after a while, you know, it becomes a habit, you know, and then nothing goes wrong, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
But constantly thinking, you know, and then especially, I want to do it, make it perfect.
Yeah.
And that's where everything just goes wrong. Yeah,
yeah, that's right.
So Ajahn, when you say standing meditation, basically stillness, and Buddha, or breathing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or breathing. Okay. Yeah. Or combination, both breathing,
Yeah.
Ajahn, at one time, I practiced very fast going to the samadhi, and calmness. But at one time when I came, Ajahn wants me to shift to Buddha all the time. I mean, without going for investigation.
Mm-hmm.
No more investigation.
Yeah.
Last time I used to go for investigation. So now I shift to Buddha without investigation. So now, yesterday, Ajahn asked me to investigate again. So from...
Just 1 hour.
Oh.
I said 1 hour. I mean, your ears are all covered by your hairs, yeah?
I see. Because from that shifting moment, I cannot adjust. I have to, I'm very calm, Buddha, still Buddha, but I cannot adjust back to investigate.
Understand?
Meaning to say that I still practice Buddha. I mean, maybe habitual or the, I cannot shift, just I just don't want to shift, I just like.
Yeah, you don't want to shift.
Yeah.
See,
give up.
Yeah.
I try, but I cannot.
Yeah, I mean, because investigation is wrong.
Yeah.
And once the mind gets calm, it doesn't want to get out of the calmness.
Yeah.
That's why you have to, force, yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, if anybody reads, you know, Lungta Mahapua's talk, you know, I mean, he had to force him out, yeah?
Yeah?
I mean, he was stuck in samadhi for 5 years, yeah?
Mm.
And he didn't want to get out, yeah?
Mm.
Until Lumpuman kicked him out, yeah? And, enough sleep, yeah? Just like a pig on a chopping board. Ready to get chopped up, yeah, by the kilesas. The moment he comes out of samadhi, of course he's getting chopped up by the kilesas. I mean, if you do your reflection anyway, then after the reflection you can start investigation. Huh? Oh? I forgot about the reflection.
Try again. Yeah. Try again.
Not a lot, you know, but just enough to keep it, yeah, to train it. Yeah. Most of the time, it's just a Buddha, yeah. But you don't get deep enough in the karmas. Because, you know, the moment, you know, I mean, you feel calm, you know, you go instead, you know, staying with the Buddha, you go to the feeling of calm. Yeah. And did I ever say that is good? No? That's what we normally like, yeah? I mean, if there's a nice feeling, we instantly go to this feeling, oh, I feel nice. And then it just disappears, you know, and then we are unhappy. Huh? But the nice feeling comes through our concentration. And if you stay on the Buddha, you know, this nice feeling will increase, you know, will, you know, pervade through our whole body.
Sitting position, half lotus, there are two, like this, or full lotus?
No, there's the half lotus and the full lotus. Yeah?
And then the other one is just basically sitting like this.
Yeah.
So she's asking which is the best.
Which is the best, of course, is the full lotus. But, I mean, not many people can do it, so half lotus is good enough, yeah? And if people can't sit in half lotus, then they sit cross-legged. It's still good.
She can do it one hour for full lotus.
Yeah, I can do the same thing, 1 hour or 1.5 hour, you know, in full lotus, yeah? I forced myself to do that, yeah? Long time ago. No, I mean, it's just a training. That's okay, I mean, just do it once a day and you will see over the years, you know, you can do it longer and longer. Or when you're on a meditation retreat, do it twice a day. And you will see for yourself, you know, that full lotus is really good. And then this, you can see, you know, you can sit one time, you know, just cross-legged, one time half lotus and one time full lotus, and then observe, you know, what is happening in your meditation. Or your concentration, yeah.
When you say when we are in concentrating on our calmness, and when we only investigate when pain arises, and if there's no pain, we keep
going.
We don't
concentrate on our calmness. We concentrate either on the Buddha or on the breath.
I use the wrong word. I mean, when we concentrate on the breath or the Buddha, we don't do investigation until pain arises, right?
No. Until the pain is so strong that we cannot concentrate anymore on the Buddha or on the breath.
Okay. So, when doing on the breath, when the thought disappears, there's no thought, the mind is calm already.
Yeah.
So, do we investigate at that time? Or just...
Okay, you're not even interested in investigating because there's no pain.
Yeah, so just carry on. Calm.
No, not on calm, on your Buddha.
Just keep going.
Yeah.
So then if we start another session, then it's just investigation only. Don't do that.
We have to separate, you know, clearly separate, you know, what is investigation and what is calm.
Yeah.
You need to calm, you know, just like people need sleep, yeah?
Mm.
That's where they refresh or recharge their battery, yeah?
Mm.
Once they are recharged, you know, then they do investigation. Mm. I mean, you don't work while you sleep. Mm. Huh?
Mm.
So why do you do the same thing in meditation? You either sleep, you either rest, or you work.
Yeah?
Investigation is work, you know, and samadhi is sleeping and resting.
Which one we do first? We can do investigation first or calmness first? I think calmness, one session, when it's finished, then we investigate.
Linda, tell me.
You have to rest first, get your energy.
Yes, but after we rest, in the morning...
You can only investigate, yeah?
Mm.
When the mind can stick to the same object for 10 or 15 minutes without any thought, any thought... Diversion. The only thing, you know, you can do, you know, if you can't get 15 minutes, is have just 1 hour of course investigation, you know, thinking about the body, you know, thinking about, you know, how to take care of the body, thinking about birth, you know, old age, death.
Chop all the body apart?
Yeah, you can chop all the body apart, you can do, you know, and you can do simple investigation. Mm. But if you cannot concentrate, you know, I mean, investigation is pretty useless. Right?
Mm.
It's just thinking, you know, and thinking is never solved any problem. Right? We need to see, you know.
Yeah?
Thought is directing our attention to a certain thing, and sati is knowing, you know, what is happening with us. So if you don't have enough sati, and you don't have enough sati, you know, I mean, you just do... Yeah? chopping the body apart, you know, looking, yeah. Or looking at birth, you're looking at old age, you know, looking at your life, yeah.
Mm.
How much dukkha there was, yeah. Hmm? And it hopefully gives you some motivation, yeah, and to practice a little bit harder. Not only 6 hours a day. You worked 8 hours a day. Huh? Or 10 hours a day.
Eight hours a day.
No, I mean when you made money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? And now you can't even do 8 hours a day of meditation, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so tired. Oh, I need some food, I'm so hungry.
Yeah.
I mean, it's up to you, yeah, I mean, you do it for yourself, yeah?
Yeah.
You don't do it for me?
Mm. Okay.